T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cookin' Joe coming at you on a Friday morning, championship weekend. Art Rooney II to join us at 10:45. Ron, I'm a little discombobulated, I'm not going to lie. Did things happen a little earlier today than usual?
Normally, you're a mess and a wreck anyway, but it even seems a little worse today. You haven't even had a chance to wipe down everything with your germophobic wipes and everything else.
I know. For all I know, Dunlap is sick. I don't know. Things need to be done around here.
We got a good show going today. Going to talk some hockey with Jason Mackey at 1 o'clock. Interesting story in the PG this morning about Evgeny Malkin saying his problems are all in his head. That's an interesting thing for a guy of his stature to say. So we'll talk to Mackey about that. And as you said, Art was supposed to join us at 10:25. We're pushing it back 20 minutes till 10:45. Looking forward to him. And what a great weekend of football. I'm not sure this isn't the best weekend of the year for football. I like it better than the Super Bowl myself, because you get not one but two games.
I hope
conference championship games. And I just wish, you know, me, after 6 o'clock is past my bedtime when you get to my advanced age. I wish the Patriots game was the early one instead of the late one. But Saints and Rams ought to be fun too, and then the Patriots and the Chiefs should be great.
Now wait a second. Doesn't the late game start at 6:45?
That's what I said. Anything after 6 is past my bedtime.
What time do you go to bed these days?
You know what? Don't ask for details. It was just a general statement.
You take your teeth out, put them in a glass of water, have some mashed peas next to my bed.
Right.
Right. The Aliquippa.
Not as good as the one yesterday, though, when Betty White turns 97 and the guy tweets me, "Ron, what were you doing when Betty White was born?" I like that one. I give that a lot of creativity.
The Aliquippa pullover is gigantic today, Ron.
Yeah, it's one of my collections.
Very nice.
Nice on a cold winter day.
Remind me again, you were a Freedom High School guy or?
Blackhawk.
Blackhawk, okay. So Aliquippa rivalry, yes?
Not so much back then. It became one later, yeah.
Well, we've got
Aliquippa would have killed us.
Really? In what sport?
In all sports. Football, they were great. I mean, yeah, even back then they started to turn it around in the early 70s.
So did the Steelers, now that I think about it.
As a matter of fact,
yes, what a segue that is. And here's what I want to start with today, Ron. Now, I was listening yesterday to the PM team. Ed Bouchette was on. They asked him about the prospect of a Mike Tomlin contract extension, which would be as per custom for the Steelers to extend their coach, Tomlin, or any coach that they've had with 2 years left on his deal, and they haven't had many. And Ed, when he was on with us, gave
the day earlier,
certainly, yes, said he thinks it's going to happen. But given some time to think about it, well, let's take a listen. This is Andrew Filippone and Ed Bouchette on the idea of a Tomlin contract extension.
Ed, I want to switch things up and talk about Mike Tomlin. I'm going to tell you first how Chris and I took the comments about a contract extension.
Uh-huh.
I took those comments to mean it's not our first order of business because it's something that we do in the summer. And I looked at that quote and I said, this doesn't mean they're going to break from tradition or custom. They're just not going to talk about it or do it right now. But I looked at those comments and Chris did too, and we thought, well, he's probably going to get a contract extension this summer. You were in the room. Tell us how you reacted to it.
Yeah, you're right in a sense, because many times they've announced contract extensions for their coaches in training camp, and I can see the press conferences. But the way he said it led me to believe that it's not necessarily going to get done. You could take it like you guys did. It still could get done, and I believe it still could get done. But here's my thinking on it. And I thought a little harder than when I was on with Joe and Cook yesterday, and I said I thought they would do a contract extension. What's the number? You know, what are they going to pay him? Mike's going to want a raise. If you're going to do a new contract for 2 years, he's going to want to raise.
And the comeback I gave Chris on that, and Chris was like, yeah, it's, I don't really have a good answer, is if they weren't ready to give Cowher a big raise after winning the Super Bowl,
right,
why would they give Tomlin a big raise right now?
Well, that was my next point. You know, is Mike going to ask for the moon? And it, is this a good time to give it to him? You're right about Cowher wanting more money than they were willing to give him after winning a Super Bowl, which just sounds crazy now. I don't know what the number was back then. Of course, coaches' salaries have just skyrocketed even since then. But I could see them waiting another year.
I could see them waiting another year. And that, as we've said, Ron, would be a gigantic story. An extension is one thing. A big raise is quite another. What do you make of what Ed said?
You know what? You two sides have to agree on a price. There's no question about that. I mean, my personal belief is I still think it'll get done. I think Mike wants to be here. I think he knows the great situation he has, and I still think he's a pretty good coach, and I would think they'll get it done. But it won't absolutely shock me if they don't. But I would tend to believe if they don't, this will probably be his last year here. I could see him doing what Cowher did and walking away after the end of the year. Now, they may go 6-10, and everybody will go, good, see ya, let it hit you on the way out. Or maybe they'll go 13-3 and win a couple playoff games, and it'll hurt. So we'll see. It's going to be great. July is going to be – the whole offseason, obviously, is going to be fascinating here. But it's going to go right into training camp. They don't usually do this in March or April or May. They always wait till training camp.
Right. The last one, I believe, was August 4th in training camp. So the question – I guess there's two. Will they do it and should they do it? I still tend to lean a little bit, but after I hear Ed, a little less, but a little bit toward maybe 55% they extend him. But a big raise? I mean, he said, what if Mike asks for the moon? Is this a good time to give it to him? My answer would be an emphatic no. Yours?
I would see what he wants, but if the price I think is reasonable, I absolutely would do it again for two more years.
Would you give him a big raise?
Well, that's the thing. What's big? I don't know. I have no idea what
a
he's making.
A significant raise.
He's highly paid now.
He is.
And he should be. He's what? Is he the, other than Belichick, he's the senior most coach now, right? I don't think there's anybody else that's been around. You know, McCarthy.
Sean Payton, maybe?
Maybe. But he's in the, you know, seniority, so I'm sure he's making a big, you know, and I'm not saying you give him double what he's making, but. I think they can work it out if they still believe he's their guy, and if not, they won't.
I'm not sure.
Same thing they did with Cowher.
Yeah, I'm not sure he deserves anything other than a nominal raise, if that. And it would be unbelievable to me to think that Mike believes that he believes he's in line for a gigantic raise.
I don't know about that, though, because I think he realizes if he would be out of work here, he'd have another job a minute later. It wouldn't take him long. It's not like this is his only option. You know what I mean? He's highly regarded around the business, and I think he would get a job real quickly. Now, whether it be one that he wants, he might wait a year or two, but I would think, you know, Tony La Russa told me that once about Jim Leland. He said if Jim Leland ever became on the open market, teams would fire their manager to hire him, and I think that would be the case with Tomlin as well.
Yeah, but that's a separate issue of does Tomlin think he deserves a raise, and does he have the you-know-whats to go in there and ask for a gigantic raise?
Well, that's what my point is, Joe, is that he could get another job if he has to. If they tell him no, he says, fine, I'm not going to sign your deal, and then he'll go on to another place.
Okay, then my point would be tell him no.
Okay,
absolutely tell him no.
That's fine, and that's what may happen.
A lot of people thought that Mike McCarthy would walk immediately into another job based on his very similar track record to Mike Tomlin's, and that didn't happen yet, did it?
Well, some of these jobs are bad situations. Does Mike McCarthy want to go into Arizona or somewhere like that?
I don't know, but there were 8 openings. That's like a fourth of the league.
He seemed to want the Jets job and didn't get it, and then after that kind of said, I'll wait till next year.
Yeah. I tend to think that Tomlin would get another job immediately, but I don't know that I would guarantee it. I don't know, Ron. I think based on what happened this year, and this year is the year that counts right now, an epic collapse, the disaster in Oakland, of which he was the ringleader, if you ask me, and the fact he's won 3 playoff games in 8 years, one of them handed to him by the Bengals, a raise, like a significant raise? No way am I giving him that. Well,
No, that's a separate issue from what I'm saying. I'm just saying he'd get a job in a heartbeat somewhere else. There's no doubt in my mind.
Maybe.
Well, you say maybe. I say no doubt in my mind. I get what you're saying about
race. Why him? Why not McCarthy then? There were eight openings.
I don't know. Maybe.
How do you differentiate Tomlin from McCarthy?
I think Mike's a better coach than McCarthy. I think he's done more.
They've each won a Super Bowl.
Right. Tomlin's been
McCarthy
to two.
Beat him in a Super Bowl.
He did.
He's won more playoff games since that Super Bowl.
I also believe McCarthy could have had a number of those jobs if he'd have wanted them. Maybe he didn't want to go to Arizona or some of these
bad
situations. He seemed to put all his eggs in the New York Jets basket. That seemed to be the job that he wanted.
412-928-9370. You can text us on the Edgar Steiner & Associates fan text line at that same number, 412-928-9370. Edgar Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And you can follow along on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. I have a feeling that this topic may come up with Art Rooney himself at 10:45. He's going to join the show. In the meantime, what's your opinion? There's a lot of tentacles to this conversation with Mike Tomlin. Should the Steelers extend him? Do you think they will? What do you read into Art Rooney's comments so far, especially compared to him saying about Ben that it's absolutely our intention to extend him this offseason? He said anything but with Tomlin. Ed Bouchette thinks it may not get done. Let's talk about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.